You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. After I go through the evil iniquity of racism, especially as it relates to the so-called identity groups, Christian identity or Israel identity groups, you're going to hear what, to my knowledge, is the greatest sermon ever preached in just 15 minutes on the subject of racism by Pastor James David Manning. In all my remembrance of everything that I recall Dr. Martin Luther King ever writing or preaching, nothing compares with what the Lord gave Pastor James David Manning. So you'll want to endure what I have to share with you regarding racism as it particularly relates to the various identity groups, because it truly is the best I've ever heard, and I know you'll be blessed by it. Let's say it plainly. Anybody who is involved in racism does not know God, is not born again. That needs to be said very plainly. Racism in any form is a work of iniquity. Heaven will be 100% filled with sinners, redeemed, repentant sinners, and no workers of iniquity. God hath from one blood made all nations and appointed them the bounds of their habitation. Satan knows what he's doing. Satan is a very smart devil. He's the wisest creature God ever made. And by the iniquity of racism, he can get whole people groups hating each other and both groups on a certain path to hell. There is absolutely no place for racism in the kingdom of God. And in these times of strong delusion and deception, we need to be able to test the spirits and to have discernment. And you're not going to have discernment if you're involved in racism in any form. Matthew 24:7 tells us it's going to be a particular mark and sign of the times in which we now live. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom shall rise against kingdom. Why nation and kingdom both? Well, because nation, the actual Greek word, is ethnos. Ethnic group against ethnic group, not just nation against nation, but race against race. And a correct biblical understanding of the word Israel is essential in these last days of deception and strong delusion. Biblical Israel is the family of God. It's the name of all born-again people who have sufficiently wrestled with God to determine that there is only one true God. Today, true Israel are those who have, by genuine repentance and through their faith in the death, burial, resurrection, and blood of the Lamb of God that Abraham prophesied, the kinsman redeemer, their faith in him, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, have been born again into the family of God called Israel. You will never find racism in people who have been born again by the Holy Spirit of truth. Racism is a work of iniquity. In both the Old and New Covenants, God defines Israel as the name of his people who have experienced a spiritual new birth through their faith in Messiah. The first mention of Israel is at the conclusion of Jacob's wrestling match with the Lord in Genesis 32:28, and the New Covenant confirms this. And that New Covenant confirmation is found in John chapter 1, verse 12. And essentially it says the same thing. Let me give both of those to you. And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And then John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name." Christian identity is the name of a religious movement uniting many of the white supremacist groups. It's a religious racism, and racism is a work of iniquity. It is to be expected in this time because Jesus said of these last days, one of the signs would be nation rising against nation. And the actual specific word translated nation is ethnos in the Greek. So we should expect ethnic or racial groups to rise against racial groups. Satan knows what he's doing. Racism in any form can get whole people groups to religiously hate and be demonically blinded to the love of God. And through racism, whole people groups may be sent to hell. The so-called Christian identity groups consider themselves to be true Israel, and view the Jews as half-devils and arch-enemies. The identity groups believe all but their own race are inferior creations. Identity's religious views are bizarre and occult, and their view of history is often distorted and very far removed from basis in fact or truth. Identity's use of the name Christian to promote racism and violence is blasphemous. Jesus Christ, as creator and redeemer of all races, is God's supreme answer to identity's outrageous claims. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, and it does not get more Jewish than that. Jesus Christ was crucified for the sins of saints who are redeemed, repentant sinners. Since the identity groups want to blame shift the personal responsibility of their sins rather than seeking God's mercy through the power of the blood of Jesus, they deny the reality of their own sins being the cause of this greatest injustice in all of history. They deny the reality of their own sins being the cause of the death of the Lamb of God. And they, therefore, cannot be saved. They cannot be born again. And simple proof is given that anyone not born again, when the problems of their own sins and even the problems of the world are blamed on the Jews, is solid evidence of that reality. That is the proof that any so-called identity believer cannot be a Christian. To be sure, they claim to be, but the Spirit controlling them, that they may think is the Holy Spirit, is actually a demonic spirit of iniquity, a spirit of racism. The charge for which Jesus Christ of Nazareth was crucified is King of the Jews, and indeed, he is the King of the Jews, and all who are truly born again and not deceived by the demonic doctrines of so-called identity groups, which is nothing other than religious racism, understand that. All are encouraged to read and copy the article, "Jew Hatred and the Antichrist Plan to Destroy Israel." Here's that link, www.moresureword.com/Jew Hate, all one word, JEWHATE.HTM, all small letters. www.moresureword, that's all one word, all small letters, .com/JewHate, one word, all small letters, .HTM. Regardless of whatever any Jew-hating or Jew-blame-shifting man believes or thinks, the fact is that he does not know God. Of course, he thinks he does. However, though he may think he's more spiritual than thou and holier than thou, the truth is that God is God, and the Jew hater or Jew blame shifter does not know God and needs to be born again. The God that the Jew hater or Jew blame shifter knows, even if he calls him Jesus Christ, is not the real Jesus Christ. The God that the Jew hater knows is a God of his own vain imagination, pure racism, replacing the work of the Holy Ghost, who will in the long run, this man in the long run, his Jesus will do him no more good than faith in Harvey the 6-foot invisible rabbit. The people of this world simply are at enmity with God. They are at enmity with the truth. The one who is the truth personified remains rejected. His message is either not heard, rejected, perverted, or denied. The people of this world, with very, very few exceptions, maintain enmity for the one who is their creator, redeemer, judge, king, and indeed the only true God. The truth revealed more and more fully over the history of history is that God would and did appear from the lineage of his friend Abraham, that he whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, would be manifest or born in Bethlehem of the house and lineage of David. And that makes him to be as Jewish, according to the flesh, as any Jew could be. If you hate Jews, you hate God, and you will wind up in hell. That statement of fact is a statement of love. It is anything but hate speech. People bound by spirits of racism in any form need to hear the truth that they do not know God, and it is only the truth that can set them free. And that is a statement of love, not hate, and just the simple truth. The movement, also called Israel Identity, has become the uniting force among many race superiority groups and supremacist groups. Included in most religious teaching produced by its leaders are racist statements that echo the statements of other supremacist race-hating groups. The most moderate groups publish hate literature. The more radical groups turn to violence, including murder. Among those attracted to identity cults in recent years are racist and violent young skinheads. Brethren, do not bite the devil's bait of Jew hate. The modern Jewish state of Israel cannot be the cause of 4,000 years of Jew hatred. That is absurd ignorance gone to seed. Here's a plain, simple truth. Anyone who blames Israel or the Jews for the world's problems cannot be a true Christian or a true Jew, and does not know God. People like Tex Mars need to be exposed for the lying agents of the devil that they really are. When someone who cannot plead ignorance equates the Illuminati with Zionism, they need to be quickly marked as the agent of the devil that they really are. When so-called Christian experts do so, it must be quickly pointed out that he is neither Christian nor expert. When people say they do not hate Jews, but they hate the state of Israel, they're expressing willing ignorance or just plain lying. All such professors should be quickly rebuked. It makes no difference if they be popes or philosophers or professors or poobahs or potentates. God's truth is that when people criticize Zionism, they mean Jews. Don't let anyone get away with that without strong rebuke in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the simple duty of love according to Luke 17:3 and Leviticus 19, verses 15 through 19. Although identity groups are small in number and diverse, they must be confronted and earnestly contended against with all the boldness the Holy Spirit can provide. The duty of love can do no less than to rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. The duty of love is to tell them the truth that their blasphemous racism is proof that they do not know God and are on a broad, fast-track road to hell. Recently, it's been proven that racist groups in the United States are supplying both literature and organizational help to racist groups in Germany. Yes, these so-called Christian identity groups are helping the new Nazis in Germany. violent acts perpetrated by German new Nazi extremists have risen typically 500% per year in the last 10 years. There are now so many such incidents that they're not even all being counted, but frequently being hidden and mislabeled because it's such an embarrassment. It is now politically acceptable to have a blind eye toward or even speak openly of Jew-blaming and Jew-hating in Europe. It's definitely a sign of the times, and most of the attacks are on foreigners, and the police must have ongoing investigations of the Ku Klux Klan activities in Germany. Western Europe today is inflamed with anti-Semitism and Jew hatred at levels not seen since the days of Hitler. Not understanding the violent and racist nature of identity, Christians sometimes connect with this movement because of the identity cult groups taking strong stands on issues on some common grounds like the right to life or anti-communism. And because of this vulnerability, it's important for Christians to know and understand identity's false and racist teachings. For the sake of non-Christians, it's important for Christians to differentiate between biblical Christianity and so-called identity. And finally, it's the moral duty of Christians to stand against the evil of this form of anti-Christ racial supremacy teaching. Christian identity movements are blasphemous, and they should be rebuked for slandering the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the simple duty of love to these demonically bound, deceived Christian identity or Israel identity cults. Identity cults believe that they are the only descendants of Adam and the only chosen descendants of Abraham. And this is the reason for the name identity. They're convinced that they know their true identity, and they believe that they are members of the supposed lost tribes of Israel. Let me tell you something, brethren. Lost tribes is la-la land. The term lost tribes cannot be found in the KJV Holy Bible. Identity cultists believe they comprise the tribes of lost Israel. Whenever you hear lost tribes, get ready to hear perverse doctrine. I'm going to say it again. Whenever you hear the term lost tribes, get ready, because you are invariably and inevitably going to hear some perverse doctrine. Searching out on your computer or a good concordance, lost tribes is not found anywhere in the Bible. God does not lose things. He did not lose any tribes. Lost tribes is la-la land and the basis of many perverse doctrines. The identity cultists, therefore, consider the Jew to be the great enemy. This insistence on singling out Jewish people as the enemy is the identity movement's most clear link to Adolf Hitler and the Nazi demonic occult ideas. The more extreme groups believe in what is referred to as the serpent seed. Be especially on guard if you ever hear anyone talking or teaching about serpent seed, which is a teaching that even Satan had sexual intercourse and produced Cain, starting a line of half-devil people. For many identity groups, this imagined half-devil line of Cain is the Jewish race. If you've ever heard anyone try to teach about serpent seed, stick up your spiritual antenna an extra mile, or to be safer, just run. If you've ever received serpent seed doctrine, no matter how sincere you may think that teacher, pastor, preacher, or prophet is, you have received a demonic doctrine. And you must repent if you have received and believe serpent seed doctrine. The lies of serpent seed may be quickly seen and exposed in this article on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website, www.moresureword.com/serpseed, S-E-R-P-S-E-E-D, .htm. Some other identity teachers believe the Jews are children of Satan only in a figurative sense. But this really does not change their attitude toward the Jewish people. Their statements about the Jews still reflect a deep hatred. Identity cultists believe that the Jews as a race have the sly characteristic of the serpent. And this is almost exactly the sort of demonic preaching that Adolf Hitler preached. Hitler and these identity cultists preach the same about the Jews, that Jews have intimidated and imposed their will on our government and every government in the nations of Christendom through their dominance of finance, government, church, education, and the media. Hitler and identity racist cultists preach the same lies of Jew hatred. Actually, Satan is using this for great political position to bring destruction. We should stand as boldly as we possibly can against such political or racist positions where the Jews or any blame race target is placed in a position of conspirators with Satan to take dominion over the world. In the identity cultist satanic reversal of the biblical role, the true Jewish people are now cast as the arch enemy of God and humanity, claiming the sacred history and the Holy Bible for themselves. Identity racist cultists remove all that is part of the Jews' humanity. I hope you're still listening, because when I finish this dealing with the racism of so-called identity groups, you're going to hear what I still, at least in my knowledge, believe to be the finest 15 minutes of preaching against the evil iniquity of racism, certainly that I've ever heard. So stay with me. Racial bigotry and hatred of identity racist cult groups goes beyond the Jews in identity teaching. Since their race alone has descended from Adam, the other races are viewed as prior or not authentically human creation. The identity cultists insist that Genesis 1:24, which describes the creation of animals and prior to the creation of Adam, includes a description of races other than their race. In that list of created beings, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, they single out the word beast as a description of all races other than their own. This, of course, means they believe the other races are inferior. All identity teachers refer to the word beast to explain how other races escaped the flood. They claim that such inferior races were part of the beasts that were included among the creatures that Noah and his sons rounded up for the ark. Because identity teachers hold that other races are of different creation, they consider interracial marriages a sin. Identity teachers insist that interracial marriages was the cause of God's judgment on the people of Noah's time. Pastor Pete Peters of LaPorte, Colorado is not a Christian. Let me say that again. Pastor Pete Peters of LaPorte, Colorado is not a Christian. Pastor Pete Peters needs to be rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ more strongly than Paul publicly rebuked Peter. How Pete Peters can call himself a Christian pastor is a testimony to how severe the famine in the land of America is for hearing the Word of God. Yes, if you know Pete Peters of LaPorte, Colorado, you tell him Brother Jim says he is not a Christian, that he is leading everyone who listens to his perverse doctrines of devils to hell. Tell Pete Peters that he is rebuked by Brother Jim in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if he does not repent, he will go to hell. And that is speaking the truth to Pete Peters in love. Some teachers, such as Richard Butler and his Aryan Nations and Dan Gehman and his Church of Israel, see the black race as alien demonic puppets of Satan. These particular demonity racist cultists see all other races as creatures who, like animals, have no souls or spirits. In the fantasy world of extreme identity racist cults, when Lucifer rebels, he uses spacecraft and fights battles against God with the help of beings from other planets. The double-mindedness and wresting of scriptures is astonishing within the identity racist cult groups. Anything goes, and it will be done with religious zeal. Identity cult leaders can write against the New Age movement while embracing a cultist like Edgar Cayce. They can claim to follow the Bible and see no problem with astrology, with the Zodiac, and any other occultists as long as they're racist. Many of the identity cult groups even embrace ancient pagan cults like Druids, as long as they hate the same race the identity racist cultists have chosen to hate. Within the identity cultists who claim to be very spiritual Christians, you will find teaching that Jesus is Michael the Archangel, teaching about Atlantis, teaching about the pyramids of Egypt, that they're godly. Self-proclaimed prophets and pastors like Arnold Murray maintained that the Great Pyramid was built by the Israelites and is a second revelation of God. The double-mindedness and resting of scriptures within the Christian and Israel racist identity cult groups really has no limits to their demonic hatred and blindness. The demonic strong delusion of identity racist cultists makes them sincerely believe they are super-duper spiritual and super-duper saints. And the reality is, they are not saints at all. They are most certainly bound for hell in one of Satan's most destructive strong delusions. Because many identity cultists are people with a history of looking for new truths, they often come to identity cults from other religious cults or occult movements, and they bring some of their unique doctrines with them, and thus the teaching of several smaller religious groups have been added to the racist teachings of identity, and these frequently include the sacred name movement, using only Yahweh for God and Yehoshua or some equivalent unusual pronunciation for Jesus. Special name pronunciations for the God of the Holy Bible is common among identity racist cult groups. Denial of the biblical doctrine of the Trinity is also common. Jesus-only teaching is common in identity cult groups, and that is the belief that there are not three persons in the Godhead, only three offices or modes. The fringe teachings of the manifest sons of God, which is the expectation that an elite group of the church will deliver creation, overcome death, and help God bring in the new kingdom. And that is commonly taught within identity racist cults. The identity teachers include identity as a restoration of the lost doctrines. And it is important to point out that although identity teachers variously link identity to various movements and teachings we just mentioned, actually those movements have nothing to do with identity cults. 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. It is amazing how God gives his children such simple tests of the Spirit in these days of strong delusion. 1 John 2:22. Who is the liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Regardless of whether any Jew-hating or Jew-blame-shifting man believes or thinks, the fact is he does not know God. Micah 5:2, But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be least among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, is as Jewish according to the flesh as any Jew could be. Matthew 27:11, And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29 gives the best definition of a Jew ever put down on paper by the Apostle Paul. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Yes, be a God pleaser. And if somebody accuses you of being a Jew or a Jew lover, just say thank you. But all those who are bound in Satan's demonic spirit of racism are bound for hell. And somebody needs to love them enough to tell them that truth straight up. I tell the Jew haters for Jesus with no hesitation that the Jew haters for Jesus will fill the extra crispy section of hell. Racism is real, and it's a sign of these last days. And Satan knows what he's doing. He can get entire people groups setting race against race. Don't go there, child of God. Anyone who is bound in racism cannot possibly know God. God never made any second-class human beings. Okay, I really hope that you have stayed with me and endured what I had to share regarding a form of racism known as identity. And now, if you've stayed with me, you're going to hear, at least to my knowledge, the best 15 minutes of preaching regarding the evil iniquity of racism that I have ever heard. This is Pastor James David Manning preaching to his congregation at Atlaw, which used to be known as Harlem, New York. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Here's Pastor James David Manning. Hallelujah.
Now, I've gone ahead and said the Tea Party is racist and everybody's hating me now. They all hate me now. They were loving me before. Oh, you're so wonderful, Pastor Manning. But you know, I've been able to demonstrate. I don't say things lightly. I'm too old. Sometimes just get too old for foolishness. You know what I mean? I'm too old to say things that are not true. I'm too old to say things that I have not verified, because I realize what I say, my life depends on it. And I'm not going to die for a lie. I'm too old. So I went ahead and said the Tea Party is racist, and they are. They are. I've demonstrated that the people that were marching in the streets over the last 4 or 5 months, 40% of them are the same people that voted for the long-legged Mac Daddy, the Mombasa baby, back in 2008. But he's not doing what they wanted him to do. And I said back in 2008, when all y'all were leaving the church, that Obama, a vote for him was a vote for him because of his skin color, which is racist, rather than the content of his character. Now that group has flipped the coin, and now they're running around calling themselves Tea Party. 2 years ago, they were calling themselves the Liberation Party, voting for Obama. It's the same old racist group. I told you, I'm too old to die for a lie. Ain't no point of somebody getting angry with me because I lied, angry enough to kill me, angry enough to put me in prison because I lied and my lie spawned their anger. What fool I am. What a fool I would be to tell somebody a lie and that lie would make them angry enough to kill me. What a fool. I'm too old to do that. Y'all still do it, but not me. So having said that, I want to say this to you. Atlaw, when it comes, and it's coming, by the way, not only my personal vision of every child will be born to a protective, grizzly bear father, won't take tea for the fever. My children are going to be protected. I will take your head off. I believe in the Second Amendment, too. But if you ought to have as many guns in your home as you can, if you can get a tank in there, get one in there. Now protect your home. Constitution gives us the right. You come up in here, we're going to set you on fire like it's the 4th of July. Come on in here. Come on in here. Come on. That's what a father does. You don't get down on your knees and beg for mercy. Oh, please, Mr. Burglar. Oh, please, Mr. Robber. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Yeah. At any rate, I am convinced, and God has spoken, that when Atlaw comes, the byproduct of outlaw will be racial harmony, not equality. Racial harmony. I am convinced, and God has spoken, that when outlaw comes, there will be no more black people and white people, and racial disruption and racial hatred and bigotry. When outlaw comes, it's all gone, my brother. And I'm going to prove it to you. Oh, yes, I am. I'm too old to die for a lie. I'm going to prove it to you what I'm just saying. When the black man who now identifies himself as such, although an erroneous designation for himself, it is a confusion. It is a misapplication. It is not his destiny. It is not his name. That's not your name. You're not black. That's not your name. So it's a missing. It's a misrepresentation of you. It's a misrepresentation of God. And going from there to calling yourself African American, you're not that either. It's a misrepresentation. It's a misrepresentation of God. But when God, when outlaw comes, there's going to be harmony. Let me tell you why. You see, when a man becomes a righteous man, thank you. The man becomes righteous. He will not be judged by the color of his skin. When a man becomes righteous, his skin color is the last thing that anybody wants to know about him. Because righteousness is such an aura. Righteousness is such a forerunner. Righteousness is such a character container. Righteousness. How can you ever think about his color when you know he's righteous? Righteous brother. He's a righteous brother. That's what you're calling him. And his skin color doesn't mean anything. When a man, when outlaw comes, we won't have to worry about the problems of the races. And I need to tell you this also, that a large part of the problem between the races now is because you have not found God yet. Let me tell you what I mean by that. The reason why there's continual bickering and fighting and racial bigotry or whatever it is because you have not found God yet. And you're not walking in the will of God. Those of you who identify yourselves as a misidentification of black, misidentification as African American, you haven't found God yet. And that's causing a problem. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I told you I was going to prove you this because God said it to me. There's a movement in the world today, but specifically in America, of homosexual equality. That a man who desires lie down with a man and a woman likewise need to have equality. But there's a tension. Those who recognize that that is an aberration, that is a misapplication of the purposes of God. God never created you as a lesbian. God never created you as a sodomite. God never created you as such. So when you come in contact with someone who recognizes that this is a misapplication, we got trouble. I got trouble with you. We're not in harmony. You are on the wrong side of God's prophecy. You're on the wrong side of God's word. You can march and protest and have rights and get the courts to let you have same-sex marriages, but it ain't going to change the fact that it's wrong in the eyes of God and you are creating a problem. It's the homosexual that's created a problem between those who want to follow what God says. So black people are like homosexuals. Stand up, please. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Because you are walking in the misapplication of God. Because you are not walking in the word of God. You are like the homosexual who wants equality, but you're walking and going down the wrong path. And that's why there's continual fighting between the races. That's why there will forever be continual fighting over same-sex marriages. It is the wrong. It's against God and you. Against God. Don't blame me and don't call me a homophobe because I don't receive homosexuals. I don't praise it. I don't receive same-sex marriages. It is not of God. Now, you walk upright, you come to me like a man, then we got no problem, bro. But you come to me as a homosexual, I'm going to have problems with you. You can call it bigotry. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But I'm going to have problems with you. Well, that's what's happening between black folk and white people. And both of y'all have used the same tactics of civil rights and equality and demanding of rights and the changing of laws so you can keep on being black or keep on being African American rather than being righteous as God has declared you should. Take your seats. Take your seats. So here's the deal. The racial problems in America are problems not because of white folk. They're not the problem. It's you, your misapplication, your teachers and your leaders. Can I share one further thing with you? Let's see now. How many people did Hitler kill? How many did he kill? Millions upon millions. You know, when the Volkswagen as German for the people's car was introduced going back about a generation ago, after the war had ended, and the Jews were finally regrouping themselves and getting themselves together, and the world had come together, and then David Ben-Gurion moved into Israel, and, you know, and the Jews were putting themselves, and then the Germans invented the Volkswagen. Well, Jewish people went out and bought them. Some Jews said, don't buy that car, because Hitler designed that car. But the Jews were able to get over. Now, we should never deny or try to get over the fact that it was an atrocity, that it was a Holocaust, that there was, because there was a Holocaust. We should never deny that. But on the other hand, the Jews have moved past that. Jews and Germans do business together now. Did you know that? They don't fight one another over this or that or the other. They've gotten over that. Can I go one further? Let's see now, all those cell phones y'all got is Nokia and Samsung and, you know, Panasonic and all those gadgets y'all got in your house. Did you know that they're made by the Japanese? And that, did you also know that we dropped two bombs on the Japanese? One at Hiroshima and the other at Nagasaki. And just blew everybody away, burned babies, radiated the ground. I mean, it was a massacre of Titanic proportions way back there in 1940. But you know, the Japanese have gotten over that. They're coming over here. They come up here. They even come in the church and sit down and they ask for a little sake if you got communion. And they want to pray. They want to sing gospel songs. They've gotten over their problem with America. The only people throughout all of history who haven't gotten over their problem with America are the black people. And the reason why is because you're outside of the will of God. You're the problem. It is not the white man that's the problem with racial problems. You are the problem. And I guarantee you, let the man become righteous. Let him become independent. Let him become wealthy. Let him become a community contributor. And I guarantee you, nobody will have any problem with him. And everybody will want to be his friend. And everybody will want to know, well, how do you get to where you get? I'm not concerned about your skin color. I'm concerned about the power of God that's flowing through you. You're the problem. Allah is the answer. I'm never going to shut up. Ain't nobody going. And I, because I'm a righteous man, I can tell people in the Tea Party, yeah, you're racist. Sure you are. And the reason why is because you don't want to be bothered with black folks. But once we get our stuff together, then everybody going to want to be our friend. That's right. So Allah. 19 years it's been. Well, I'm going to keep on preaching. And we need to understand something. That when we survey the potential, and we need to get this word out to the world. You can't solve the race problem with bigger government programs. You can't solve the race problem with a black Muslim president. You're just going to make the problem worse. You're just going to make it worse. But I guarantee you, we become a people, righteous people, honorable people, because black people ain't got no honor. We get rid of these leaders, these pimps, get rid of all of them, put them on trial and hang them at sunrise by the neck until they're dead. See, Jesse and Al jerking at the end of a rope. Not at all, because too many babies have been aborted because they've told you to do so. Too many children are suffering because they said it's all right. They need to meet the payment for what they have done. Finally, my friends, when we identify ourselves as Americans and stop identifying ourselves according to the misapplication, when God sends the blessings to America and you qualify your American status with Africanism, you don't get no blessing because he sends it to America. But now he didn't send it to African America. Oh, come on, talk to me! The envelope, the check was written out to America. The bank will only cash the check written out to America. You call yourself African America. Well, there ain't no check from God with that name on it. You want to be in the blessing? Then get with the American group. So when the check, when the blessing check is cashed, you'll be a part of the blessing group. Not law. That's what God said. That's what God said. That's what God said.
You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.